three or four programs ago, he was talking about composting in general. We did not get specific about one thing that I know he gets a lot of questions on, and that's using pecan leaves for composting.
That's right. Well,
pretty hard to do, aren't they?
Well, they're really not. Well, it doesn't matter if they're hard to do or not. If you got them, you got to do something with them.
That's right.
And so, you know, people are always worried about will the product that they make or if they use them on the garden for mulches, will it hurt the garden? And that answer can be derived from a lot of the people, a lot of the old-time gardeners on the south side of San Antonio who've been using them for about 25 or 30 years on their gardens and probably grow the best gardens in San Antonio. So pecan leaves do not harm anything. They can be used as mulches. They can be shredded up, as we talked about shredding the leaves a couple of programs ago, rather than raking them and bagging them. The only problem that you'll have with pecan leaves is that the actual stems, the main stems in the pecan leaves, and they do have a rather big stem, actually have tannin in them, T-A-N-N-I-N, and that is a preservative. So a lot of times the stems will last a little bit longer, and that's what you referred to that before we came on the air, that sometimes those stems last a long time. But that's not the problem. You know, I mean, we need an organic material that'll last as long as possible. A lot of people are worried about using oak leaves. They say, well, won't they last a long time? No, they will not. This soil around here literally eats organic material, and will do the same thing for pecan leaves. Now, of course, we gave a couple of deals for a couple of Christmas gift ideas, and we mentioned where to buy some pecans through the mail, and we mentioned Papes over there in Seguin, and I don't know if you could, but it's probably still drive over there. There's places like Pickard's here in San Antonio that you can get pecans, and Bragg's Pecan House out in Hondo, so, and Mize Pecans, and of course Papes over in Seguin. So around in almost all these towns there's places to buy pecans, and of course a lot of them are sold shelled. Mm-hmm. And if you look out behind some of these pecan places, you may want to talk them into selling you some of those pecan shells. Because we may be throwing the baby away with the bathwater. Not only, and I don't know why we haven't capitalized on it, somebody just hadn't thought of it, the pecan shell is one of the prettiest mulches
really
that you can possibly use.
I'm nice talking to about walk on, too.
As a substitute for a pine bark mulch, some of those types of things. And, you know, everybody's looking for stuff that's Texas-produced, and this is Texas-produced. Now, while Malcolm Beck hadn't capitalized on this, but I imagine his trucks may be rolling over there to get some right now. But now, of course, if you use pine bark mulch around your shrubs and trees to conserve moisture and keep weeds down, things like that, very seldom will you go out there and get some of them and throw them on the barbecue pit and start barbecuing with them, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how pine bark mulch hamburgers would taste.
No,
probably not
taste,
that good.
No, sir.
But
that turpentine taste.
But pecan shells are different deal. In fact, our friend takes the folks in Louisiana. In Louisiana, they produce 17 million pounds of pecans. They're processed every year, and that leaves lots of shells lying around. A couple of people over there started getting those shells by the truckload and bagging them up for backyard barbecue. Now, where I come from in Tennessee and back in that area, rather than mesquite, they use hickory. Use hickory. Now, I remember my daddy used to. I was always suspicious of him throwing sawdust and pieces, chunks of wood, and all that stuff on the fire. But when it all came out, it was pretty good. Anyway, they've taken these pecan shells, and they've been selling them. They say that hickory and mesquite on the market now seem to overpower the flavor of the meat, and it is. My family does detect a. You know, there's a flavor. There's a distinct flavor.
Absolutely, yeah.
However, pecan shells have the same characteristic as pecan wood, and they actually enhance the flavor and give the meat a real soft, sweet flavor.
Mm.
And they're actually marketing this as Cajun sweet smoke.
Cajun sweet smoke.
And all it
pecan
is pecan hulls. So, not hulls, shells.
Hull.
We're not talking about the green hull. We're talking about the shells that the meat was coming in. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the tree problems we've been having around here. And also, I'll mention the last-minute Christmas gift that that you might want to take
advantage. Okay, we'll take a quick break, get back to Jerry right after this.